This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So as we're watching what's happening with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, we keep seeing similarities to World War II, how in Germany, Hitler had seen the fall of Germany with the Treaty of Versailles, wanted to get that land back after World War I, World War II expanded. Oh, no, they're just trying to strengthen their homeland there. No. Once people started to see him overtake countries, Czechoslovakia, Poland, then people realized, huh, maybe this guy means business. Also in World War II, you had people being sent off to camps. There were a variety of different types of camps. We called them concentration camps. But there were work camps, forced labor camps, prison camps. They were extermination camps. Not all camps were extermination camps. But originally they were designed to hold prisoners. People who were politically aligned with Nazi Germany didn't fit the mold. So you had homosexuals, people of color, race, Jews, and many others sent to these camps. After the millions upon millions of people who died, which is an underestimation of both Jews, Christians, homosexuals, blacks, gypsies, Germans, we developed a plan to never let this happen again, hence the United Nations. The United Nations was built. Actually, I'll read exactly what they say. Okay? United Nations is an international organization founded in 1945 after the Second World War by 51 countries, committed to maintaining international peace and security, developing friendly relations among nations, promoting social programs, better living standards, and human rights. So they were formed to make sure that there was going to still be world peace. Some of you are like, well, we still technically have world peace. But the other thing they also said that they do is United Nations was founded, this is according to United Nations, to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war and must learn from the Holocaust to prevent such tragedies from occurring. The international community must enhance efforts to promote the culture of peace and to combat all forms of racism, intolerance, and xenophobia. They said this January 20th, 2022. So the United Nations have pledged, right? That's what we've been giving them money for, to not allow there to be any more exterminations, genocides, racism, xenophobia, things happening to people based on who they are. Meanwhile, for weeks since this started, we are hearing from survivors of the Ukraine war that there are camps. Literal camps. C-A-M-P-S. Not my word. And there are Ukrainians being shipped to Russia. Siberia. We keep hearing this. We keep hearing this. And I thought, never again. I mean, you know, people look back with World War II going, what happened? Why didn't they stop them? Why didn't the forces stop these camps? And everybody goes, well, we didn't know about them. We didn't know about them. Not all historians say that. Historians say they did see railroads. They did, you know, they were aware from aerial imaging, from planes, that things were, happening in Nazi-controlled areas. Well, here we are, day, 75, 76 into the war. We are being told there are camps. And where Ukrainians are being tortured, where they're losing their papers, they're being torn away from their families, almost identical to what happened in the early days of concentration camps with Nazi Germany. And what are we doing? Well, the UN is going to have a meeting with Putin. The UN should be going in there and getting those people out. The whole world should be trying to stop this. Well, now we are being told that the Pentagon confirms that Putin has forcibly deported 1.2 Ukrainians to Russia and put them in, quote, filtration camps. They're questioned, strip searched, fingerprinted, phones and documents checked by Vladimir Putin's forces, and then sent onwards. One victim is a military doctor, Victoria Obadina, taken on May 8th. Ukrainians are calling for her release to be reunited to her four-year-old daughter. It's almost like we are reading a 1939 or 1940s account of how people were taken off to camps by Nazis, separated from families, strip searched, God knows what else, you know, rape, attacked, killed, whatever. And we're being told that, you know, now finally the Pentagon is saying, yep, this is substantiated. So now what? Are we going to wait for more of a Holocaust? Do we know if they still are alive? I had Holocaust Remembrance Day. And, you know, you see everybody post, never again, never again. It's happening now. I've been saying this over and over again. I mean, if I could go in there, I would. But, you know, concentration camps were never supposed to happen again. That's why we have the UN. That's why we have been giving them money for years. That's why they exist. How much longer does the UN sit? Or the forces sit? What is then the UN supposed to do? If it's made up of, 51 countries, they said? I thought it was much more than that. Not 51, 100. I thought it's 100. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. However many countries. 51 countries committed, and now obviously there's more. But so you guys promised this was on your to-do list. Here we are in 2022 and there's camps. I don't understand why the delay. I mean, everybody is so afraid of Russia. Moscow has now had 75 days, we're being told, I think we're on 76, of brutalizing the nation of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. We need to save the Ukrainians. And for those people saying, oh, no, you know, the Holocaust isn't happening, the Pentagon is even saying they're being sent to camps. What more do you need? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So gas prices went up. I filled up my tank yesterday. And, is it me or are we going through gas faster? I feel like every week I'm at the gas pump, and I used to not. I used to only have to fill up every 2 weeks. I'm wondering, I don't know, I wouldn't even know how this works, but I'm going through gas a lot quicker, and my normal day pattern isn't much different. Do you think they could be diluting the gas? I don't know. But I find that very, very odd. I got to look into that because I had to fill up again. I'm like, what the heck is this? And I haven't really been doing much. I don't know. I got to look into it. But anyway, I was in an area of town where the gas was a heck of a lot cheaper than where I usually go. So I pulled over and
actually thought that I could get gas under $5 a gallon at this one station. And usually I have to get the higher grade because my husband yells at me when I get the lower grade. But I'm like, I just haven't enjoyed gas prices in the $4 range. It was like $4.99. So I'm like, I'm going to just do it. And I put in the lower grade. Maybe that's why. But I usually put in the higher grade. So I don't understand why I keep needing to fill up. But in my area, it's just, we're like, I'm 555, 565 where I go to work. Well, gas prices have rocketed to another record. They say costs have soared to $4.37 a gallon. There was a 17-cent rise in 1 week due to a surge in crude oil rates. And this is really hitting people, all people, at the gas pump. They've soared now. National average price for a gallon is $4.37, according to AAA. This surpasses the previous record of $4.33 set on March 11th. Drivers are paying, they were paying last year about $2.94 a gallon on average a year ago. Analysts say crude prices are unlikely to fall as long as the supply remains tight. Daily Mail is reporting that Tracy Noble, spokesperson for AAA Mid-Atlantic, says it now costs drivers in the United States an average of about $23 more to fill up than it did a year ago. The record-setting numbers were released less than a week after a poll revealed about 44% of Americans disapproved of how President Biden is handling the United States economy, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll. Yeah, I could fill up my tank for about $45. Now I'm easily at $70. And that's every week. This is, carpool. I mean, the problem is everybody goes their separate ways to work, it hurts. Am I making more? Am I able to charge more, to do what I do with telemedicine? No. I'm making the same I've made pre-pandemic. So everybody else seems to be raising their rates. Restaurants, haircuts, clothes, everything else seems to be going up. Baby formula. So when inflation gets like this, we're going to hit a recession. People are not going to be, they're not going to want to spend that money. They're not going to want to drive. So Biden has kind of went back to MAGA. He tore into ultra MAGA Republicans, trying to go on the offensive, this anti-MAGA, this make America great again. I wouldn't go there. If I was advising Biden, okay, I wouldn't go after Trump. I understand Trump is, on the speaking circuit and he's helping people at the midterms, and I realize it's helping people with their primaries, but Biden going after Trump is not a good look. And another thing the Biden administration has to stop doing is saying, look at what we did with jobs. Look at all the, all the lockdowns forced people out of jobs. So opening up the lockdowns to let people go back, you can't necessarily take credit for that. It's like kicking people off a boat, and then you get people back on the boat. Look at all these people we saved. Yeah, but you kicked them off the boat to begin with. So, they have to tout other things. We haven't had a terrorist attack on our soil, due to our national security. You realize what we've been doing, all the things we've stopped. We have not had, high unemployment. Our unemployment is better than it was. But I don't know. They have to do something. But as of now, people look at what's wrong, what's going on in their pockets, their rent, their mortgage, they're looking at what they're spending, if they want to buy a house, if they want to move. It's interesting. Americans apparently in the last year flocked to these 10 cities, according to CNBC. Fewer Americans are moving, but many who were able to leave, not have to work on site, went to these cities: Houston, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina, they say, is not ranked in the top 10. This is according to Penske's report. Denver came in number 5. San Antonio, number 6. Dallas, Texas, number 7. Orlando, Florida. Austin, Texas. And Chicago. Penske has been compiling their list since 2010. U-Haul publishes a similar report each year using data from its one-way rental customer transactions, most recently identifying the country's top states for movers as Tennessee, Texas, and Florida. But they say the nation's drop in mover rate is historic. According to a March report from the U.S. Census Bureau, 8.4% of people changed residencies in 2021, down from 9.3% in 2020. That's the lowest it's been since the Bureau started collecting data since 1948. Well, there's a few reasons why some people might not have moved, okay? It's too expensive to move. Remember there was a time where people were fleeing New York about a year and a half ago? And there weren't enough moving vans. And so, you know, it's getting a moving van was expensive. Maybe some people rented a truck or they, you know, sold everything. I know a lot of people that said, you know what, sell it. I'll just get new furniture at IKEA. It's cheaper to not move the furniture and to just load our stuff up, ship it, and get new furniture where we go. See, in the olden days, furniture was like your luxury, a commodity. So you would drag that stuff. I mean, I went to 12 schools. We moved at least 12 times as a kid. And the lugging the same ugly furniture, because furniture was so expensive, my parents couldn't afford to buy new. Now, people could get such cheap stuff that they're like, to heck with it. Give us what we want for price, we'll throw in the furniture. The other thing, too, is, you know, in my neck of the woods, houses have gone up. Ballistically. I mean, the housing market jumped, started to slow down. But where do I move to? If I sell my home, yes, I'll probably have a nice profit. But everything else is so gosh darn expensive that what I would buy would be an overpriced home if there's even one available. And I don't want that. So I think a lot of people are like, you know what, I'm good. I could work from home. I could save money not moving. A lot of people refinanced. I refinanced. Getting a 2.0, I don't know if it's a 2.6. I don't know what I got my new rate to be for a 30-year. But I know a lot of people, you know, refinance to a 15-year. But I refinanced for a 30-year. I just want the payments lower because I figure, you know, we'll probably eventually sell and then that pays off the loan. But, you know, when you refinance and you get a good, you might not have to move. So it's fascinating. But, you know, people, if you notice, if you look at what Penske says, these are very interesting cities. It's not the Eastern Seaboard, you know. So it's Houston, Vegas, Phoenix. Well, Charlotte, North Carolina is east, but Denver, San Antonio, Dallas, Orlando, it's south. Austin, Texas. Chicago was a surprising one. But they haven't ranked top 10 since 2015. But then again, if people are leaving, you could get good deals. Now, people told me that when people were leaving Detroit, there were some really good deals on homes they could get. Same thing with New York. You know, it's still too expensive to live, but, you know. So, what do we do? Where are we going with this? Well, if the war isn't going to stop anytime soon, if Biden's policies aren't going to change anytime soon, you know, these companies, with all the costs and things they have to spend and taxes and corporate taxes and raising wages and including all these, you know, extra costs, things are going to go up. They're going to continue to go up. And they're not going to stop going up until people stop buying. I told you guys this years ago. I go, if you don't want to pay high prices, don't. Don't buy the goods. If a restaurant isn't selling their food, they're going to have to drop their price. If a store isn't selling their high-priced clothes, they're going to have a sale. But, you know, the more people spend money on these things, the more, you know, just like with comps of a house. If somebody's going to highball a house and spend all that money now, you know, it forces you, it just, you know, I think we got to collectively go, look, guys, you know, I'm not going to spend $18 for a hamburger at a restaurant. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News.
Security is being stepped up for U.S. Supreme Court justices.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around the clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Retail gas prices in the U.S. rose on Tuesday and hit another record. According to AAA, the average cost of a gallon of gas hit $4.37. That surpassed the former record of $4.33. This is USA Radio News. A former Alabama corrections officer is dead, and the man she helped escape is on his way back to prison. Authorities are still working to find out if Vicky White shot herself as police moved in on Monday. The inmate, Casey White, no relation, surrendered. Parents, beware. The shortage of baby formula is getting worse. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The problem stems from a lack of production after a major plant was shut down. Walgreens and CVS are only allowing customers to buy 3 baby formula products, while Target is limiting online sales. And a predominantly black college is shutting down because of a ransomware attack. Lincoln College, established in 1865, announced it will be closing its doors on May 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So after the leak of Justice Alito's draft of the case Dobbs versus Mississippi, where they were looking at if it's unconstitutional for an abortion to happen after 15 weeks, or the current law, to be unconstitutional, a first draft, one of many, got leaked from the Supreme Court, not supposed to happen, but did, before all the revisions and before even a ruling. And in that draft, Justice Alito said federal government is not in the one that should be making decisions on abortions, banning them or supporting them. This should be up to the states. So basically, federal government's out of it. All right, federal government can't prevent you and ban abortion. Federal government can't say it's fine. This is up to the states and up to the people. And so that would essentially overturn Roe v. Wade. As a result, because Roe v. Wade, gave the feds the ability to allow abortion to be across the country legal, even though states still chose how legal it would be in terms of what trimester, etc. And it has kind of been a mess. You know, I think Roe v. Wade could have been done better because, as you see, the fact that, you know, there keeps being this, you know, 30 years into it, or 50 years into it, you know, this controversy, and a lot of people don't understand. And so Justice Alito might have done something that I think the Supreme Court might have wanted for a while, as to, we're out. We don't get involved. The feds, it doesn't matter who the new administration is, it doesn't matter who, you know, president could change back and forth, Supreme Court justice could change. Feds are out of a decision when it comes to a woman and her body or her doctor, and it's a state's decision. Now, protests have come up because they feel that the justices are banning abortion specifically. Either they don't understand the law or what the overturn means, or they feel that this will allow states to ban it completely, hence the Supreme Court justices are banning abortion. And the protests are starting to get a little bit ugly. In fact, they are protesting in front of justices' houses, which I believe there's statutes, there's federal statutes saying you can't, a federal code, U.S. Code 1507, states any individual who pickets or parades with the intent of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing any judge, juror, witness, or court officer near a U.S. court or near a building or residence occupied or used by such judge, juror, witness, or court officer will be fined or, quote, imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. So this is a federal statute. Not sure if the DOJ is going to act on it or not, but that's what you've been hearing, where you could protest. I mean, you can protest on the street, you can protest anywhere. You just can't intimidate somebody's residence. And so when I'm watching these protests, I'm thinking this is almost going to accelerate or encourage the overturn of Roe v. Wade. One is, as I said before, the feds or the Supreme Court doesn't want to keep being asked to relook at Roe v. Wade, keep going back at. They don't want to be involved in Roe v. Wade. And if it's going to get ugly and they're going to be threatened, you know, this might accelerate going, look, we need to be out. This has to be a state thing. Keep the feds out of it. The states decide. They could have, you know, abortions, whatever trimester they want, but we're out. This might accelerate that because they aren't going to want to go through this over and over and over again. The other thing that the protests might do is, you know, this idea of, I'm not saying that's what the protesters are, but you know how administrations say we don't negotiate with terrorists, you know, because then they win and they'll keep doing it. The Supreme Court is not going to want every time somebody doesn't like a decision to protest at their house. So if they give in and they go, you know what, let's appease them, then they might be thinking, well, then this is going to keep happening. And so they might actually be more resolved to say, uh-uh, you guys can't do this every time you dislike our ruling. It's not going to work. And so as I'm watching these protests, I kind of get the feeling that it might actually be hurting the protesters' cause. You know, and I mean, we should be able to air our grievances. We should. This is our First Amendment right. We should be able to protest. But going to the extremes of Molotov cocktails, threats, defacement, of violating codes where you're going up to people's homes, the Supreme Court might want to set a precedence going, you can't intimidate the Supreme Court. And so I don't know if, you know, you could do a million man march, you know, in Washington, D.C. There's so many other ways to protest. And I kind of think that whoever's organizing some of these more extreme sort of displays might need to realize that that could be hurting their cause. So now, bipartisanly, Congress has had to boost up security. First of all, our justices should already have security. I mean, I don't understand why we have to spend more. I thought, don't we already have spending? But apparently it's not enough. And so the Senate had to approve legislation that ramps up their personal security and other protections because of this leaked draft. That's another thing, too. The Supreme Court is not happy about the leaked draft. Whether you're a Republican judge or a liberal judge, that is going to be concerning because, you know, if you're working on a rough draft, you don't want people seeing a rough draft of anything. And so they might want to teach everybody a lesson also, going, look, you leaking a draft, thinking it's going to change our minds? Uh-uh. And it's a shame because, you know, this issue is something that I think both sides of the table need to discuss, you know, calmly. And we need to come up with a better system, you know, than what we have now. And the misinterpretation of, well, now nobody can ever get an abortion again in the United States, that's not really what that means. But I see more and more the Supreme Court probably can't wait to just give that back to the states. I think like capital punishment is, I think, on the states too. I think there's a lot of issues that they punt back to the states. This way, if somebody's unhappy that, you know, they have to pay for abortions, then they take that to the voting booth. If they're unhappy that they can't get one, then they take that to the voting booth. But from a federal level, and I think especially with what we're seeing now, where they now have to fear somebody who could be very extreme, who could go after them because of this. You know, and it is extreme when you decide to take it to a person's home. You know, I mean, I'm not happy with gas prices, inflation. I'm not happy with a lot of things, you know, that I'm seeing currently and in previous administrations. But I mean, I'm not going to go to their house. I'm not going to, you know, I mean, I know people want to be heard. And we have a very split country on how abortion should be. So what government then does when this does happen, since it's always controversial, if you have somebody at the head say, well, this is what it's going to be like for the whole country, is you let the smaller municipalities or provinces or cities or whatever make the decisions. But Roe v. Wade, what that did was it allowed the feds to come in and say, this is going to be allowed no matter what. So it gave the abortion rights, it protected abortion rights. But the overturn says, look, don't hold the feds accountable to this. Go back to the states. Leave us out of it. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm not sure, was it about an 11-day manhunt? I'm not sure, but they did finally get to Casey White and Vicky White. Casey White was the Alabama fugitive who made lovey-dovey eyes with Officer Vicky White, such that Vicky White helped him escape and get out of jail, saying she was going to take him to, I guess, a mental health appointment or something like that. And it appears that the fugitive Casey White intended to have a shootout with law enforcement. Now, what ended up happening was they were in Evansville, Indiana for some time. They got into a wreck. They ended up in a ditch. And I had said that I was really worried that Vicky was going to be killed in all of this. That, you know, she was, I think, what, maybe 16 years his senior? And was he just playing her to get out of jail? Did he really, really love her? And then would he have gotten rid of her? And now there's been some debate on maybe he's the one that shot her dead. So They had, apparently they got into some accident, and while they were being pursued, and then Vicky White had, I believe, called 911, said she was going to kill herself, something like that, and then she was found shot to the head. I'm not sure if she was still alive, but they took her to a nearby hospital, and we were told that she was in bad shape, and then we were told she died. But there's a lot of questions as to what happened. How? So, the Alabama fugitive, Casey White, has been recaptured. According to Vandenberg County Sheriff Dave Wedding, he told reporters, had we not forced him into the ditch, the fugitive was going to engage in a shootout with law enforcement. They cited White's interviews with investigators, when they said that action may have saved many of my deputies. I think what happened is they crashed into their, I think they were in like a Cadillac Escalade. So I'm gonna get more information on that for you. But according to Gwinnett Daily Post, investigators found guns and about $29,000 in cash in the vehicle White was driving Monday. Authors preliminarily believe that White's passenger, former Alabama Corrections Officer Vicky White, shot herself once the vehicle crashed, and then she died at a hospital later Monday. The coroner is going to confirm whether she shot herself. They can tell based on, obviously, forensics on angles and, you know, if that was even possible. Casey White, the fugitive, because they both have the same last name but not related, said he was probably going to have a shootout at the stake of both of them losing their lives. They say authorities are releasing new details on the final moments. Alabama inmate Casey White's 11 days on the run with a former corrections officer. Casey White tried to drive away from pursuing officers in the southern Indiana city of Evansville. His passenger indicated during a call with police dispatchers she had a gun. By the time the chase ended in a wreck, officers approached the car, and Vicky White was unconscious with a gunshot wound to her head. Casey White gave up without incident. Authorities preliminarily believed that she might have taken her own life, but they say they're going to wait until coroner's office examines the body to make confirmation. So the manhunt began April 29th. That's when Vicky White, 56, let murder defendant Casey White out of the Alabama jail. She was about to retire as assistant corrections director. Now, in dispatch audio from Evansville Police, dispatcher noted during Monday's chase that we could hear her on the line saying she had her finger on the trigger. The dispatcher earlier can be heard saying they're calling into 911. It's not clear who made the 911 call. Authorities have not released the audio that they believe was White's voice. So there's a lot of questions as to what happened. So investigators looking for the pair zeroed in on Evansville after a tip that came from the public Sunday. Officers conducting surveillance spotted Vicky White exiting a hotel Monday with a wig on, U.S. Marshal Marty Keeley said. Then she and Casey White got into a car and drove away. They continued to watch them until a vehicle pursuit began, and then the U.S. Marshal's task force member drove a vehicle into the Cadillac the pair were in. The car wrecked, rolled over. Casey White was the one driving the car. So they were able to remove the inmate from the wrecked car, but Vicky was pinned inside with the gunshot wound to her head. Casey White reportedly told authorities to help his wife, who had shot herself in the head, and told them he didn't do it. But they weren't married, unless they got married during this 11-day stint. I don't know. No shots had to be fired, but, you know, what the heck happened? And they said, yeah, there might have been a romantic relationship. I still think he might have just played her. But, I mean, she was still with them 11 days into it. So Casey White was in jail today. He waived his right to an extradition hearing. He goes, I want to go back to Alabama. And when he does return, he will immediately go before a judge for an arraignment and will be transferred to the State Department of Corrections custody instead of county custody. And he was pretty candid. He had a good interview with them from what we understand. And, I mean, he knows he's in trouble. And I'm really surprised that it went this far with 11 days. And I'm actually surprised she lived that long, because I really thought that he was going to use her to get out and get somewhere, and then he'd be easier to escape on foot. But maybe he did love her. I don't know. And he did call her his wife, so I could be wrong. But they say Vicky White was basically the mastermind behind the whole plan. He was behind bars. He couldn't really do much. So she had to put the plan together where she sold her home, you know, made sure other armed deputies were out of the building or tied up at court. She had to schedule the transport. She knew the booking officer wouldn't question her when she told her she was going to take him to court to drop him off with other employees. So she got the getaway car, sold her house, got hands on cash, went shopping, bought clothes for him. This was just not a well-planned, but a very intricately planned escape. So I'm glad they caught him. Very dangerous man, and, you know, was supposed to be awaiting his trial, and now he's in trouble. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am looking right now at a 1,000-pound great white shark from Canada named Ironbound. Now, it was spotted near North Carolina. I think I'm looking at it. They say a great white shark from Canada is enjoying his early summer. Oh, yeah, it is. There it is. Cruising up and down the Carolinas, was last spotted on Monday. It's a great white shark, so we're talking Jaws. Since October 2019, Ocean Search, has been following the movements of Ironbound, a great white shark that was captured, tagged, and released near West Ironbound Island, Nova Scotia. When he was tagged, he was 12 and a third feet long and weighed less than 1,000 pounds. The great white has been fitted with a tracking device that pings when he emerges to the water's surface. He has been traced as far south as the Straits of Florida and as far west as the Gulf of Mexico. That blows my mind because, you know, I grew up with Jaws, and it scared the heck out of me. And so if I see a great white shark, I want to be the one that's going to play around with it. I'm not going to be the one with a small boat who's later going to need a bigger boat and let it jump on the boat and try to attack us. And people go, oh, that's not real. The fish isn't going to attack you. I disagree. I just saw a video of a fish that attacked a cat. A cat had its paw in the fish tank, and the fish jumped up and bit the paw and jumped back into the tank. I really think fish do that. In fact, there was another video I saw where there was a little crab that was running around on the beach. Maybe it was a good-sized crab, and an octopus decided to walk up on the beach, get out of the water, grab the crab, bring the crab back down, and eat it. These fish, we think fish don't want to be out of the water because they can't breathe. They have to breathe in the water. But I think fish have the ability to be out of the water a lot longer than we think. And I think they do stuff. In fact, you know when you're missing your keys? My gosh, where are my keys? Check the fish. 1-877-DOCADALI. Don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry.
tax drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.